There's a poem called Day After Chasing Porcupines, which at least one member of the audience has experienced. You know, when you're a kid, you go after porcupines and you shoot them and you kill them and you do all this kind of stuff. And but you've always got a dog with you. And the dog always manages to get some quills in his nose. And I didn't learn until several years later that you're supposed to clip the quills before you pull them out of the dog's nose, because the quills are full of air and they're very solid in the dog's nose. But if you clip them, they deflate, and then they're fairly easy to pull out, which doesn't have anything to do with this, but... It's sort of about a dog laying around the yard with his quill, his nose still full of quills. Rain came, fog out of the slough, and horses asleep in the barn. In the fields, sparrowhawks glittered through the morning clouds. No dreamers knew the rain. Wind ruffled quills in the mongrel's nose. He sighed cautiously, kicked further beneath the weathered shed, and slept. Timid chickens watched chickens in the puddles. Watching the chickens, yellow eyes harsh below the wind-drifting clouds, sparrowhawks. Horses stamped in the barn. The mongrel whimpered in his dream. Wind ruffled his mongrel tail. The lazy cattails and the rain.